Detective, starring the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of the Voodoo Treasure. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. Stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective.
Oh, Blackstone, look at Don. Oh, Don.
Why, Don Hancock. I don't see why you should all go into fits.
But you in a derby, Don. It's too wonderful. He's like a promoter.
Oh, lay off, will you, Roy?
Let me see that hat for a moment, will you, Don?
Here. What are you going to do, produce a rabbit out of it?
You watch. I hold the hat over the table like this, then I raise my hand and bring it down sharply onto the crown.
Hey, stop that. You may not think so darn much of that hat, but I like it.
I'm not going to hurt it.
What do you mean?
Well, it isn't good for hats to have to carry so much stuff inside them. Stretches them all out of shape. I'll just raise my hand and bring it down sharply on the hat, and out come some nails. And a hammer.
What on earth?
And a rabbit.
But come here, Benny.
That's right, Rhoda. Get the rabbit out of the way. There's something very heavy in his hat, and I don't want it to hurt the bunny when it rolls out.
Okay, Master.
Now, don't tell me there's something more in my hat.
Only this.
Great Scott, Blackstone. It's a cannonball.
The voodoo cannonball.
Well, voodoo or Blackstone, it's magic of some kind. Rabbit, nails, and a hammer, and a cannonball, all in my new hat.
Gosh, Blackstone, seeing that cannonball brings it all back to me.
It does, doesn't it?
I remember that night you were sitting on the beach down in the West Indies, and you were telling me all about Shark Island.
There it is, Rhoda. Shark Island.
I've heard so much about it ever since we came down here, but I've never known anyone who's actually been out there.
We're going out there tomorrow.
It's not good for anyone to go to Island of the Sharks.
Oh,
you startled us, Mr. Tavares. We didn't hear you come up.
We of the West Indies have learned of necessity to walk silently. The dead do not like to be disturbed by footfalls.
Ooh, that sounds spooky. Well, what was it you were saying about Shark Island?
No one goes there. It does not belong to humans, but to the gods and to the dead.
Oh, come now, Tavares.
Have you never heard the legend of the shark goddess?
Oh, what is it? I love old legends.
Once, long ago, the Princess Mara fell in love with a young fisherman. She was of royal blood, he a peasant. Her parents forbade their marriage, but the gods were kind to the young lovers.
What do you mean?
Early one morning, the young fisherman led his princess out into the water. They swam out into the rising sun. There in the east toward Shark Island, suddenly cutting the water like a hunting knife, there was the fin of a man-eating shark, a sudden spurt of blood coloring the water crimson as the sky at sunrise. Then, nothing.
The shark killed it?
The shark ended their mortal life, yes. But they live now on the Shark Island. They are happy and harm no one when they are left alone.
How long ago did this happen?
The grandfather of my grandfather passed the story to his son.
These legends are interesting. Many of them have some basis in fact. Thank you very much, Tavares, for telling us the story.
Wait, Blackstone. I got sand in my shoes. I've got to empty them.
All right. Well, Rhoda, what do you think of Shark Island?
Well, frankly, I'm disappointed. After that tale Tavares told, the very least I expected was a couple of ghosts. We've walked all over the place and haven't seen anything but beautiful scenery.
Well, we'll walk a little while longer. And then go back to the hotel. You ready?
Yep. Hey, listen.
I don't hear anything.
It sounds like somebody's panting.
Oh, your imagination's running away with you. Wait. Look over there.
Why, it looks like the entrance to a cave partly covered with sand. Do you suppose that's where our star-crossed lovers have been hiding?
Could be. Rhoda, that sand is freshly packed. See over there? Mm-hmm. There are marks where it was dug away and piled around the entrance. Come on, let's explore.
Now do you hear that turning Blackstone, or am I crazy?
I hear it.
Oh, hey, it's a sharp piece of mine.
And how do you know my name, old stranger?
What?
Go from here. Go now before it is too late. I do not like visitors on my island. Go.
Now, look here. We're not hurting anyone. We're just looking round, that's all. In a little while, we're going back.
Now you are to go now.
I'm awfully sorry, but we have to wait until my boat with my men get here. You can hardly expect us to swim back.
You are bringing others here.
Why, you?
From here, I will return with my shark.
Well, for heaven's sake. What do you make of her, Blackstone? Downright antisocial, I'd say.
Hurry, Rhoda. Time to discuss her later. Let's go into the cave. Come this way.
Huh?
If we dodge around here, we won't have to shovel the sand away.
Oh, look, Blackstone. Whole cannons and cannonballs. This must have been the hideout of an old pirate gang.
Looks like it.
Oh, and this barrel. I'll bet it's treasure. That's why they don't want people visiting here.
That's treasure of a different sort, Rhoda. It's gunpowder.
Oh, well, don't run your head through a Blackstone. It'll explode.
Oh, no, it won't. Wait here for a minute, will you, Rhoda? I'm going out and signal for a boat to come out.
Okay, boss. Pirates, then. Boy, this is exciting.
Stay where you are. You are one to stay away from here, Miss Flint.
Jerome, you.
My followers think I am the shark god. I will be grateful if you do not inform them of anything to the contrary.
Well, it's been very interesting and all that, but I just guess I'll sort of be going along.
Stay where you are.
Well, you want to be that way about it.
I have loaded this old cannon, Miss Flint. When your friend Blackstone returns...
When I return, what?
I have you covered, Mr. Blackstone. And my people are behind you, so you cannot make a dash for it.
Go from here!
Your sharp princess seems to be suggesting I leave.
You are leaving, Blackstone. Stand next to me, friend. There. Now I will light the fuse to the cannon.
I am coming towards you, Tavares.
The cannon will go off, Blackstone.
I am walking towards you.
The cannon's loaded, Blackstone. They're not bluffing. Blackstone, let go of that. It's a cannonball. Drop it.
You see, Tavares, my magic is greater than yours. I can catch the cannonball with my bare hands.
Well, for the love of Pete, how'd you ever do that?
Simple.
Oh, yeah, sure. Do you remember I ran the gunpowder through my fingers? Well, when I was doing that, I also added a couple of handfuls of sand.
He didn't expect the cannon to go off at all, but there wasn't quite enough sand to stop it from exploding entirely.
The ball came at me more or less in slow motion, and I just caught it, that's all. It scared Tavares and his followers. So that when my men came, we had no trouble at all in rounding them all up for a good long term in jail.
Your men? What do you mean?
Well, what I didn't know at the time was that Blackstone had been sent down there to investigate the island because there was reason to suspect that bootleggers, yep, good old-fashioned bootleggers, were using it as a hideout. He had a whole gang of federal agents with him that I knew nothing about.
So another mystery was solved by magic. Well, Blackstone, it looks as if you're going to show us an after-dinner trick. You have a table knife.
Yes, but it isn't just an after-dinner trick. You can use a ruler just as well. Now, I want to borrow something else.
Yeah, here we go again. Well, what do you want this time, Blackstone?
Nothing that you can give me, Don. This time, it's up to Rhoda.
What do you expect me to loan you? I'm busted.
A hairpin, Rhoda. Just an ordinary hairpin.
Oh, don't lose it. They're hard to get. Here you are.
Thanks. Now, watch closely. I place the hairpin over the edge of the knife, and I rest the points of the hairpin on the table.
Well, that's simple.
But now comes the mystery. I hold the knife with one hand and make magnetic passes with the other hand, and then...
But the hairpin is beginning to walk. Look, Don.
Am I seeing things, or am I seeing things? Well, it's moving right along the knife.
Right now, it's walking away from me. But if I lift the knife slightly and bring it down again, well, just watch.
Now the hairpin's walking toward you.
It's uncanny.
Well, Don, you take the knife and hairpin, and let's find out how magnetic you are.
Well, this works, I'll be...
You'll be magnetic. Only it isn't working for you.
I guess I just don't have the power.
Let me try it, Don. After all, it's my hairpin. Come on, hairpin. Walk the day.
It doesn't work for you either, Rhoda. That's probably because you're using Blackstone's knife.
No. The hairpin will walk for anyone if you remember just one detail.
And what is that detail, Blackstone? Come on, tell us.
Well, you keep trying, Rhoda, and maybe you'll get it by yourself. If you don't, I'll tell you. Good work, Rhoda. Look, Don, Rhoda has plenty of magnetism.
Now I know there's a trick to it. Let me try it again.
It still won't work for you, Don.
Well, why not?
Because you are resting your hand on the table, Don.
Well, why shouldn't I? Unless I keep my hand on the table, I can't hold the knife steady.
And that's the trick of it, Don.
Rhoda is right, Don. You don't want your hand too steady, because if it is, the hairpin won't work.
Just lift your hand a little, Don.
Or draw your hand past the table edge. Yeah, that's the way. Now what?
Why, it's beginning to walk. I'm not making it.
Yes, you are, even though you don't know it.
It's the vibration of your hand, Don. You can't keep your hand steady unless you rest it on the table.
I guess you're right.
Everybody's hand shakes unconsciously, and the slight motion of the knife juggles the hairpin just enough to make it move along the blade.
Don't forget the point of the hairpin must be touching the table.
And the hairpin will walk away from you or toward you according to the direction you let it lean. I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of Four Keys to Crime and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician. ¶¶